Welcome to the Reflections on Leadership podcast with Carl Bimshaw.
The prey of lousy leaders. It starts with convenience and familiarity. The questionable leader is charming and fun to be around, or they may have helped you during tough times, so you feel indebted. Soon, they want you to do special favors for them. They are acts you don't feel comfortable doing, but you talk yourself into them because you don't want to cause disappointment. In a confounding mental game, you warp the get-out-of-your-comfort-zone mantra into betraying your values, a destructive choice that becomes easier with repetition. Next, you begin to betray old friendships, convinced that people are holding you back, are unsupportive, or have an agenda counter to yours. Caring about you isn't a strong enough reason because now you have surrounded yourself with others who tell you that caring is a weakness that prevents you from making real money. These conversations with your new friends occur over bottomless early afternoon drinks, their wisdom spewed between slurred speech and bursts of drunken laughter. You pick up the tab because you appreciate their insights and attention. You achieve a few financial successes, but it's not enough. You're in a hole, so it doesn't feel like progress. You're impatient instead of disciplined, and your ambition morphs into greed. You are less flexible and more opportunistic. Everything is about making another buck, increasing your power, or both. Connections to your past dwindle, and like Citizen Kane's rosebud, a soul touchstone remains that reveals your true self, a piece of jewelry, a gifted book, a beloved pet, or an old set of tools. It vanishes, and you mourn, not for losing the item, but for losing your inner goodness and the direction you could have taken but chose not to. It's at this hour your transformation is complete. You embrace the ease and cowardliness of lousy leadership because you believe you're too far down the path and cannot return. It's thought that the potential to save thousands of lives is what motivates some medical professionals and researchers. More often, it's about the one they couldn't, someone very dear to them who, despite all effort, perished too soon. In my work helping people to be effective leaders without becoming jerks, I sometimes encounter those who reject the term leadership. Their belief system won't allow them to step up, face the burdens, or accept the responsibility. It's disappointing, but reluctant leadership can be as harmful as lousy leadership, so perhaps it's for the best. The heart-wrenching tragedy occurs when someone with a powerful servant leadership mentality, warm heart, and giving spirit repeatedly allows themselves to be taken advantage of by lousy and callous leaders. While it's difficult to see those who you care about flounder in any abusive or highly leveraged relationship, it's unbearable to see them bit by bit grow blind to the impact of their decisions. Incapable of breaking a destructive pattern, frenetic momentum builds, and then with abrupt ease, they become lousy leaders themselves. They harp on weaknesses, they obfuscate their decision-making, they hold a rigid adherence to the "you're either with us or against us" trope. After they cross that Rubicon, there is little I can do save sob for the loss and knowledge that a new adversary is born. Despite the pain accompanying this rare event, it reinforces part of my mission to challenge, disrupt, and reduce the negative influence of lousy leaders. Falling prey to lousy leaders is easy. Indifference and inaction attract them. Restrict that temptation, lest we meet in unfavorable conditions. The wave. The wave doesn't care if you're standing in front of it. It doesn't speed up to try and knock you over. It doesn't slow down in an attempt to spare you. A wave will do what it does whether you are there or not. You decide your reaction to the wave. You can run away. You can stand firm and face it. You can frolic, scream in terror, or squeal in delight. You can surf it, ride with it, or punch at it and see what that will do. The wave does not care. It is not out to get you. It doesn't feel like you owe it something. The wave can neither ignore you nor lavish praise. The wave exists with unrelenting frequency. Sometimes it gently rolls in. Other times it crashes with a deafening roar. What will you do with the next wave? Occasionally, my creativity, advocacy, and leadership development cross over. Check out my latest project, Women on the Rise, a collection of AI paintings I created and have made available at leadershirtsplus.com. The praise of hateful zealots who wrestle with the truth for power is sick, The rampant assaults on democracy, body autonomy, national sovereignty, and the right to privacy reveal the rising tide of autocracy. The formidable counterweight is the rise of brave women who no longer tolerate the usual crap and demand freedom, justice, and life. Fools bet against these women. You're no fool. You know the difference between fact and fiction, justice and injustice, liberty and subjugation. You believe in effective leadership and you support women, freedom, autonomy, and choice. You call out authoritarianism. You reject theocracy. You support democracy. You challenge, disrupt, and reduce the negative influence of lousy leaders through your attitude, actions, and support, because that is what great leaders do. Again, you can find Women on the Rise, a collection of AI paintings I created and have made available at leadershirtsplus.com.
Thank you for listening to the Reflections on Leadership podcast, produced by Carl Bimshaw Consulting, the leadership development and accountability firm that helps busy professionals to challenge, disrupt, and dramatically reduce the influence of lousy leadership in their business. Learn more at carlbimshawconsulting.com. Manage better, lead well.
Subscribe to the Reflections on Leadership newsletter on LinkedIn.